Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Beth Fehman. I'm a nurse practitioner at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. And today I'd like to review a phase 1-2 trial of low-dose continuous azacitidine in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone in patients with relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma. So as you're well aware, epigenetic changes can contribute to the evolution of therapy-resistant myeloma plasma cell clones. The DNA methyltransferase inhibitor azacitidine can overcome some of this resistance in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone, primarily thought through reactivation of genes required for apoptosis and adaptive immune response. So here we reported the results of a phase 1-2 study, which used azacitidine in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone orally in patients with relapsed refractory myeloma. So the patients received either 25 milligrams of lenalidomide if they had adequate renal function, or 10 milligrams if the GFR of patients was between 30 and 59 milliliters per minute. That was given in combination with five different cohorts of escalating doses of azacitidine subcutaneously. The first cohort was 30 milligrams per meter squared weekly, and we escalated up to a dose of 50 milligrams per meter squared twice weekly. The dose-limiting toxicities were first and foremost evaluated in this phase 1-2 design, and the response was, according to the International Myeloma Working Group 2011 response criteria. So the primary endpoint was safety in this phase 1 design, and then efficacy included the secondary endpoints such as progression-free survival and overall survival. We also in the study had correlative analysis of the azacitidine activating enzyme and the plasma cell activity. Cytidine deaminase, or CDA, was by Zymo Research Corporation in California, and that was obtained weekly for 4 weeks and then every 28 days among the patients that were on study. So between 2010 and 2016, 51 patients with relapsed refractory myeloma were evaluated for this study, but 43% were actually enrolled and took drug. There were 26 in the phase 1 portion, and then there were 17 in the phase 2 portion. The median age of patients on study was 62.5 years, and females represented 56% of the cohort. Impressively, there were 77% of patients that were refractory to lenalidomide, which was important because of the response that we were assessing. So two dose-limiting toxicities were observed at the 40 milligrams per meter squared cohort, such as neutropenic fever and GGT elevation. However, patients did tolerate 50 milligrams per meter squared in 6 of 6 patients in a future cohort in those patients with a GFR greater than 60 milliliters per minute. So for the extension study, AZA 50 milligrams per meter squared sub-Q was selected as the appropriate dose, and the lenalidomide was dosed 25 milligrams PO days 1 through 21 of a 28-day cycle with dexamethasone. So the toxicities in this cohort in the extension study primarily were mostly hematologic, such as neutropenia, anemia, and lymphopenia, and we did see about 5 patients had infections. At a median follow-up of 39 months, the overall response rate was 28%, and the clinical benefit rate was 35%. So there was some activity among those patients that had the azacitidine Lendex. 6 patients had achieved a partial response, and a very good partial response was achieved as well in a number of patients. The plasma cell median CDA activity was also assessed, and at screening was 1233, and some patients who had the lower levels actually saw an inverse correlation with clinical benefit rate, which was interesting. So in conclusion, azacitidine at a dose of 50 milligrams sub-Q biweekly and given in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone in patients with adequate renal function can have some activity. And interestingly enough, again, those patients that had a lower plasma CDA of less than 1,000 milliunits per milliliter actually had a better clinical benefit rate of 50%. And perhaps that would be taken into consideration in future selection. Thank you so much for viewing this activity.